This is Diana Nightingale, and today I'm beginning a new series for Sunday Morning. Over the next weeks, I'll be sharing with you short stories taken from my book, The Spiritual Flight of the Nightingale, in which I share my real-life experiences about times when, in the midst of struggling with everyday situations that tax the soul, wear the mind, and drain us emotionally, physically, and spiritually, I had moments of real insight and the realization that God was present and showing me something very profound in those very moments. I hope you'll find something in my stories that will inspire you to find your gems along the bumpy road of your journey. And now, Chapter 1, In the Garden. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 tells us, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." I've always loved gardening. As a child, I attended a most unusual city elementary school. The school was located in a lovely residential neighborhood in Cleveland, Ohio. Benjamin Franklin Elementary School, K through 8. It was situated on acres of land, most of which was surrounded by chain link fence. The fence enclosed the area of the school property, which was dedicated to farming plots and botanical gardens. As younger students, our greatest moments were when, on those sunny afternoons, we were taken out of the classroom on those walks along the beautiful planted gardens to the gazebo for lessons or a story. It was magical. By the sixth grade, we'd already learned much about gardening, and our teacher, Mrs. Benz, arranged for us to select pen pals in England and to send them seeds for their gardens. I remember my pen pal's name, Betty Joan Cull. Betty lived in Sussex, England, where her family made a living as migrant farm workers. We wrote wonderful letters back and forth, and she sent me a beautiful picture book of when Elizabeth was crowned Queen of England. By seventh and eighth grade, we were assigned our own plot of land for which we would be responsible. In the spring, we got our hoes and rakes, chopped through and prepared the soil with fertilizer that we made from our organic compost heaps, and then, when ready, seeds were planted, and the pepper and tomato plants presented to the ground. During the school season, we weeded and cared for our gardens. When school was out, our commitment to our gardens and our grade continued. I remember in the summer riding my bike to the school and bringing home baskets full of tomatoes and peppers and carrots, radishes, lettuce, and how good they all smelled and tasted. I can remember washing the dark earth from my hands and how clean it smelled. I still love the smell of the earth. My love of gardening continues to be with me in my golden years, and I'm still awed by the wonder of God's presence in those little dried seeds I plant. I'm in wonder as to how those bulbs not only survive the winter, but also multiply and reward the gardener for their patience. People who are struggling to stay focused on their goals and dreams often ask me how they're supposed to know if what they're doing is right for their purpose. My years of gardening provide the answer. I point out that when one buys a packet of vegetable seeds or flower seeds or bulbs, we have first a vision of what our lovely garden or yard will become. We believe and have faith that the seeds and bulbs will grow in their appointed time into whatever they've been destined to become. We believe, even if we profess that there is no God, that these tiny little seeds will become large, living plants. So, first we have a vision of how in time we want our gardens or yards to look. We've planted the vision, or the seeds, in our mind. Then we plant the appropriate seeds in the ground, knowing full well and acting in faith that if we plant petunias, marigolds will not surprise us. Then giving the seeds the right soil conditions, the right light, and the proper amount of water and care, in their designated time, they will grow and become. This is one of the best examples of positive thinking and faith in action that I know of. We look at the mind as a plot of land. The seeds are our thoughts, and the actions of sowing them and caring for them is our thought in action. And then along with faith and time, we see the results. There are two more very important factors to consider if we want to have beautiful, positive results. In gardening, it's weeds. In thought, it's negative thought. In both instances, good beginnings, hard work, and positive expectations may be destroyed. Left to grow wild, weeds will grow faster and stronger than what you've planted and will eventually, over time, choke out any chance you have for a beautiful garden. In life, if left to run wild, negative thinking, doubt, and fear will choke out all the positive seeds for success and happiness you have ever hoped for. The mind and the garden will respond alike. The second factor is faith. Faith is the factor that, when combined with patience, over time will result to you exactly what you hope for, and in most cases, better. Faith as exercised in the garden is a lesson we need to practice in our everyday lives. Once we've planted our seeds or bulbs, we don't lie awake at night worrying ourselves sick, wondering if they will grow. We don't leap out of bed in the morning and dig them up to see if they're growing. We don't dig them up at night to see how close they are to breaking the soil. We just don't do that. We know that if we start doubting and digging and wondering, we'll destroy the process and any chance of success. Instead, we plan the garden and then plant the garden. We care for our gardens and we believe. Then, when we least expect it, we see a tiny little green shoot coming through the soil. Any interruption in the growth cycle will destroy the outcome of your garden. Repeated digging into the mind to question, doubt, or fear will negate reaching your goal. The seeds in the garden and in the mind find their origin with God. When you choose to become a co-creator with Him and through Him, all things are possible. Someone recently said, "Anyone can count the seeds in an apple, but only God can count the apples in the seed." Caveats. If you plant nightshade in your garden, you will grow a deadly poison. If you plant negativity in your mind, you will grow negativity into your life. The Parable of the Sower, Matthew 13, verse 1. That same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him, and he got into a boat and sat in it while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plant was scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still, another seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times that was sown. He who has ears, let him hear."